How to remove a tick from your dog. Introduction to how to remove a tick from your dog. Fleas and ticks are common pests that can affect your dog. Fleas can cause a lot of itching and scratching in your dog and even result in anemia if a large number of fleas feed on the dog. Ticks can transmit Lyme disease to your dog and even cause paralysis. To avoid having to deal with these pests, it is important to educate yourself on how to identify them and how to remove them from your dog if they become a problem. In this post, we will explore how to remove a tick from your dog. Tick season is upon us, which means it's time for pet owners to be extra vigilant. Ticks that use dogs for a meal are not only annoying, but they can also spread diseases. With a steady hand, tweezers, and these tips, you can safely remove a tick from your dog. Ticks like to hide on your dog, especially in these spots. Around their face. Around their neck. Inside their ears. Under their arms and legs. Between their toes. If your dog gets a tick, the first thing you should do is try to remove it as soon as possible. Ticks can carry diseases and may cause an infection in your dog, which can require antibiotics. If you can remove the tick before this happens, you can help prevent this from happening. Tools you'll need to remove a tick. People often use the word crazy to describe that to remove a tick safely, you'll need these supplies. Latex or rubber gloves. Extra lighting and a magnifying glass. Tweezers or a tick removal tool. Isopropyl alcohol. Jar or small container with a lid. Triple antibiotic ointment. Treats. Steps for removing ticks from dogs. Use caution when trying to remove ticks that are attached near your dog's eyes, around their mouth, and inside their ears. If the tick is in an area that seems uncomfortable for your dog, don't be afraid to call your veterinarian and ask for assistance. Use the treats as distractions and rewards for your dog during the tick removal process. Here's how to get ticks off dogs using tweezers or a tick removal tool. Using tweezers to remove ticks. If you are using tweezers to remove a tick, follow these steps. Try to grab the base of the tick as close to your dog's skin as possible. Try not to pinch your dog. Also, make sure you are not squeezing the tick too tightly, as it may crush the tick and make it more difficult to remove. Slowly begin to pull the tick out from your dog's skin in a steady motion. Do not twist or jerk your hand while pulling the tick out. The goal is to pull the head of the tick out of your dog's skin while it is still attached to its body. Once the tick has been removed, examine it to make sure all body parts have been removed from your dog's skin. Using a tick removal tool. If you are using a tick removal tool like the tick twister, follow these steps. Gently hook the body of the tick in the notch of the tool. Rotate the tool clockwise or counterclockwise until the tick detaches from the skin. Do not pull on the tick while it is still attached. Once the tick has detached, lift the tick away from the skin. Examine the tick to make sure all body parts have been removed from your dog's skin. What to do if the head of the tick gets stuck in your dog's skin? If the head of the tick is still embedded in your dog's skin after the body has been removed, there's no need to panic. Do not try to dig the head of the tick out of your dog's skin. This will cause more irritation and inflammation and will open the skin to infection. Instead, take your dog to the veterinarian to remove any remaining embedded pieces of the tick. How long can ticks survive without a host? I've often wondered about this because I've sometimes dropped a tick after removing it, so I looked it up. Now I'll be a lot less worried that there's a tick wandering around my house looking for someone to bite. This is what I found out about deer ticks and most other hard ticks. They can dry out and die very quickly if humidity is less than 90%. Most won't survive 24 hours and will often die within 8 hours. On moist clothing in a laundry hamper, they might survive 2 or 3 days, or longer if they've recently had a blood meal. But what if you bring ticks home on your clothes? Well, here's what a study by the University of Vermont found: putting your clothes in the dryer for 5 minutes on high heat will kill ticks. If you wash your clothes first, the water temperature needs to be above 115 degrees Fahrenheit to kill them. If a tick survives the wash cycle, put the clothes in the dryer. Dry for 70 minutes on low heat or 50 minutes on high heat. This study used black-legged deer ticks so other ticks may respond differently. Of course, keeping ticks off your dog in the first place is the best strategy. But it's always worthwhile taking the time to check him regularly for ticks. If you remove them promptly, the likelihood of your dog getting a tick-borne disease is very low. How to kill a tick? Once the tick has safely been removed, place it in a jar or small container that is filled with isopropyl alcohol and put the lid on the jar. The isopropyl alcohol will kill the tick. Many veterinarians recommend keeping the tick in the container in case your dog starts to show any signs of illness. Different types of ticks can carry different diseases, so having your veterinarian identify the tick may help with a diagnosis. Disinfect the skin. After disposing of the tick, you can tend to the tick bite area. Gently clean the site of tick attachment with soap and water. Vetericin plus antimicrobial hydrogel spray can be applied to the area as well. Continue to watch the area where the tick was attached. If you notice any redness or inflammation, contact your veterinarian immediately. Preventing tick bites. Now you know the best way to remove a tick, you'll need to know how to prevent tick bites in the future. A lot of flea treatments available on the current market actually work against ticks too, and these can be purchased from your vet practice. Some spot-on or tablets are tick repellents, preventing ticks attaching in the first place, while others will kill the tick once attached and fed, but do not prevent its initial attachment. Speak to your vet for further advice on the most appropriate product to use on your dog. Ensuring that their flea and tick treatments are kept up to date can help ensure your dog doesn't get bitten in the future, thus removing the chance of disease or infection. Additionally, brushing your dog regularly can also help with tick management, as not only will it enable you to keep a close eye out for any potential ticks, but you can also prevent them from attaching to your dog in the first place.